For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. With Kentucky's U.S. Senate candidates now selected, GOP incumbent Mitch McConnell faces the task of repairing relationships with Tea Party supporters. McConnell beat Tea Party activist Matt Bevin in yesterday's primary and will now face Democrat Allison Lundergan Grimes in the fall. At rallies across Kentucky in recent months, Tea Partiers like Bobby Alexander have assailed McConnell as someone who has forgotten what it means to be Republican.
Because if you look at the leadership in Washington in the Republican Party, so often they vote with the Democrats on non-conservative issues. Big spending, more taxes, bigger government.
Senator McConnell's campaign now has 5.5 months to convince Tea Partiers like Alexander to show up on November 4th and vote for McConnell. The Kentucky Senate race is shaping up to be one of, if not the, most closely watched elections in the nation. So much is on the line. McConnell could become Senate Majority Leader should he win and the GOP pick up at least 6 seats in November. Democrats have the chance to knock off the man who has built the reputation as one of the most powerful Kentucky politicians in recent memory. Warren County Republican Party Chairman and McConnell supporter Scott Lasley says there's no shortage of reasons why Tea Partiers should back the Senate Minority Leader this fall. Chief among them, according to Lasley, is that a vote for Grimes is a vote to keep Nevada's Harry Reid as the leader of the Senate.
I would think that over time people sit there and say, well, jeepers, here's one more vote for Harry Reid to be Senate Majority Leader, or we can sit there and have a good chance to have Mitch McConnell as Senate Majority Leader. That should be a no-brainer. If it's not a no-brainer, then, people are probably not real strategic in nature.
Lasley says the Kentucky Republican Party, starting today, will embark on an effort to convince Tea Partiers that if they dislike Senator McConnell, they would loathe Senator Grimes.
They have different views on the role of government. They have different views on the role of the EPA. They have different views on a whole range of factors.
This fall will likely represent the biggest re-election challenge McConnell has faced since he became a senator back in 1985. Recent polling, including an NBC News Marist poll released last week, showed just 41% of registered voters approved of the job being done by the Louisville Republican. 46% said they disapproved. That poll and several others portray the race between McConnell and Grimes as a virtual tie. If Secretary Grimes can continue to mount a strong campaign against Senator McConnell, the GOP incumbent will need every vote he can get to win in November, including votes from Tea Partiers who cast ballots for Matt Bevin yesterday. Former Bowling Green mayor and vice chair of the Warren County Democratic Executive Committee, Patsy Sloan, says while she would like to count on Tea Partiers staying home in the fall, she's not betting on it.
And in the final analysis, I expect that most of Matt Bevin's supporters will vote for Senator McConnell in the fall.
According to Sloan, the race is now on to define Allison Lundergan Grimes. She's serving her first term as Secretary of State, which is not a very high-profile office. That recent NBC News Marist poll showed 37% of registered voters were either unsure about how they felt about Grimes or had never heard of her. Sloan says Democrats are prepared for the Republican strategy of connecting Grimes with President Barack Obama. Sloan believes Grimes will need to find ways to distinguish herself from the president without alienating too many Kentucky Democrats who support Mr. Obama. Furthermore, the former Bowling Green mayor says the Grimes camp can assume that relatively high voter dissatisfaction with Senator McConnell will be enough to propel the Democrat to victory.
There is a group of people who would vote for anybody who ran against Senator McConnell. Allison Lundergan Grimes starts with that as a base. But what she has to do is to build beyond that and give people reasons to vote not simply against Senator McConnell, but for her.
Political junkies, rejoice. You have 163 more days of campaigning to enjoy before the November 4th election. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.